So, hello, I think we can start. Welcome to this session. First presentation is the State of GeoNode, presented by Alessio Fabiani and Francesco Bartoli.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. Good afternoon.
Thank you very much, and good evening. Good afternoon, and thanks for attending the State of GeoNode. Do you hear me? Okay. So I'm going to talk and give you a quick overview of the current state of GeoNode, where we started. I'm Francesco Bartoli, and I work for GeoBeyond, and this is my colleague Alessio Fabiani, who works for GeoSolution. There is also Simone Dalmasso from the GRC, which who unfortunately is not here this year. So GeoNode, quick overview of GeoNode. So what is GeoNode? GeoNode is a web framework. It is developed in Django. It has several core components. And basically, you can use GeoNode to upload data, geospatial data, to describe the metadata for spatial data, and to share your data on the web. And usually, it is well known as a geospatial content management system. Among the components, there are a spatial database like PostGIS. The main core component for distributing and serving services, web services, the common services from OGC, is GeoServer. And at certain point, there is also the possibility to use QGIS server as a backend. And for the metadata, there is PyCSW and GeoNetwork. And while the new viewer that we will talk later about the new viewer, but currently the version 2.10 is based on MapStore, a new viewer based on OpenLayers, Leaflet, and React. So as I mentioned, you can upload geospatial dataset, you can manage for each dataset and for each metadata, you can manage the permissions. So there is a very complex set of permission for users based on user, based on groups. Very complex and fine-grained capabilities to define the access and the editing of each dataset. You can obviously create your own maps, and the maps are can be shared on the web. And obviously, through the use of GeoServer, you can exploit and leverage OGC standard like WMS, WFS, the transactional option of the feature, and the coverage and the metadata with CSW. Just a quick overview of the history. It started on 2010 with the 1.0 release, and then it go through several years of development through the current year, and the first version of GeoNode was just for sharing data, for sharing, for example, a shapefile. While we ended up currently with the possibility, for example, to deploy with sophisticated cloud-based mechanism like Docker and Docker Compose. We usually have code sprint and summit. The last one has been happened in Viareggio this June. And yeah, probably we will have the next one the next year. The community has been grown significantly, and there are a lot of organizations which are using GeoNode. Among them, there are a lot of UN organizations like WFP, and also, for example, the JRC till 2018 was using GeoNode for sharing their data. So again, there are a huge community behind the GeoNode project. We have an official project steering committee, and more or less we have 20 active core committers, 500 members on the user list, and among them there is also 120 members on the developer list. So this is just a list of the organization and company behind the software, and just a quick overview, a visualization of the languages which GeoNode is based on, the issue opened on GitHub, how many fork the organization and the project has, and yeah, the stars as well. Okay.
Let's continue with.
Okay. Real quick, let's see what's new in GeoNode 2.10, which is the latest stable release. First of all, the release process. Basically, you are here. We released the GeoNode 2.10 in at the end, more or less at the end of June. We plan to release GeoNode 2.10.1 in September, which fixes an amount of of issues. And possibly, we will start the development of GeoNode 3 based on Python 3 and Django 2 as soon as possible, possibly before the end of the next year, of this year, sorry. Are you using an old version? Please upgrade, because the new version contains a lot of bug fixes, especially security fixes. It's much more stable, and it is based also on the new version of JSERVER, which again contains a lot of bug fixes. So for your safety and for the stability of the of your production server, please consider upgrading GeoNode also. The GIS clients have been, let's say, upgraded. So the new one has a lot of more functionalities. It's responsive, so it can be used on a mobile device. And also, overall, the architecture is much more stable and reliable. Okay, what you will get with the update to GeoNode 2.10. Important security fixes, upgraded version community modules on GeoServer, so you will have an upgraded backup and restore module, OAuth 2 authentication with GeoServer, upgraded GeoFence for the security rules, granular security rules with GeoServer, and updated GeoWeb cache. More support for the compatibility for the SLD exported through QGIS, especially the raster one. For the vectorial one, we still have a few issues. Maybe the simpler one works, the most complex one don't. Ready to support GeoServer 2.15. To be honest, the new version of GeoNode, the one that will be come in September, will already support GeoServer 2.15.2. New functionalities. Improved remote service. Basically, GeoNode allows you to connect different and remote instances of GeoNodes other than standard WMS services. So you can not only upload your data sets into your local server, but you can link other layers available through the WMS protocol or directly through another instance of GeoNode. In that case, GeoNode will try to import also all the metadata associated with the layer. So you will have more or less an exact copy of the layer, of the remote layer. Not the data. GeoNode won't import the original data, but will link you to the remote layer, and you can use the remote layer as a standard layer for your maps. Support for temporal time series. You can upload now vectorial files, which contains a temporal dimension. And with the new client, you will be able to have a nice time slider that allows you also to run some animations. Improvements to uploaders and data formats. With the new GeoServer importer, you can upload more data formats like CSV, KML, KMZ, GeoJSON. Improved support for SLD. Support for metadata edit. You can also edit metadata in batch mode, so you don't need to edit each resource one by one, basically. Few capabilities, simple capabilities of customization without struggling with the Django template. So you can now create some customization both for the menu and also for the overall team directly through the admin dashboard. So you can change, let's say, the interface quite significantly. You will have for free also a privacy statement that you can add to your portal. The capability to connect social login also, thanks to the OAuth2 protocol. I don't know how much time remains. Advanced data workflow allows basically managers to validate your data sets before they becoming public and accessible to everyone. So you can enable this validation workflow that allows groups of members to inspect the data and metadata before being accepted by a manager or an administrator. Integrated monitoring, which will be also more improved directly inside the framework, so you can have an idea on how much your server is consuming in terms of resources, and also which are the most accessible resources. And in the next version, you will have also an idea of what user members are doing, basically, how time they will stay on a page, which URLs are they hitting, and so on. A sort of analytics, a simple version of the analytics. Complete review client toolset, so you can basically create your client, implement few templates and few methods, and just plug in your client, your GIS client into GeoNode very easily. New GIS integrated client, MapStore 2, which, as Francesco said before, is based on React and OpenLayers and Leaflet. You can decide which one. It supports even Cesium if you want. But among the improvements, there is the possibility of creating widgets and also an integrated style editor that allows you now to support also CSS other than SLD. As a plugin, there is a possibility also to plug the Harvard WordMap client. And GeoFans, rule, and optimization, Docker improvements for the setup of GeoNode.
So as I mentioned before, now currently there is the capabilities to install GeoNode with two different methods based on Docker. One is the common, common known regular Docker, and the other one is the SPC GeoNode. You can find the script to run the installation in the repository. What you can expect to come, it is in the roadmap to also support Kubernetes. The security hardening part, the middleware on Django has been significantly improved, and at the moment you can control the session, the course. Okay, I'll skip. And the out-to token.
That is important. Yeah. This is a nice feature that we have also with the new version. It's basically an internal proxy that allows you to use GeoNode users without creating a copy of the users into your server, so that you can use as an instance all the authentication systems supported by GeoNode directly from external clients. So as an instance, you can use basic authentication from your QGIS client or something.
So fix improvement in from the 2.6, the thumbnail generation, B-box, coordinates, what else? The error on metadata editor and the upload functionality. Also, the GeoNode contrib apps has been separated from the normal standard core, and that hasn't been put into a separated repository on GitHub. And you can just install with PIP install the app that you need. So among them, there are several contrib apps that the metadata XLS editor, and the coverage of the code has been significantly improved from the 2.6. And there is also the new documentation that has been improved and has been refactored. Now it is possible to go through the documentation and follow easily the step for the installation or just the step in different portion of the section for the user. So you can, administrator can go into the right section while the user in the others.
Yeah, as a user, if you are not a developer, you have a big responsibility on an open source project. So please participate, register to the user list, and also if you can help us to answer questions and help people to install or configure GeoNode or use GeoNode. Feel free to open issues. If you find any issue, feel free to propose a new feature that you would like to be improved or integrated into GeoNode. Also, the GitHub issues have been improved, so you have templates where you can basically decide if you want to create an issue other than a feature request, other than an improvement proposal. Steps to get in touch with the developer. First of all, try the mailing lists. We will try to inspect the problem as much as we can. If we identify a real issue, then we will go through the standard procedure, basically, by opening an issue and then creating a pull request to fix the issue. In case you stumble into a vulnerability, please try to avoid to tell this in public email. Try to avoid mailing lists or repositories where an history can be inspected by malicious people. So contact directly the PSC members and be prepared to collaborate with us in order to try to identify the vulnerability issue. Thanks to everyone.
So thank you for your presentation. And now we have 5 minutes for questions.
hello, it's I've checked Years ago, it was possible to switch Geo server by QGIS server. It's been something community will reconsider to give the ability to switch. Yes, it was Cartusa work, but it's not updated anymore.
We have some pending updates coming for it.
Okay.
We didn't switch to QGIS Server 3 yet, which we also want to do at some point.
But
I can't tell you exactly.
It's still active. It's not a dead project. Or
I think no. I mean, we didn't submit all our update. I think we need some.
Is this integrated in the core? I personally haven't tested for since a long time, but I guess there should be a pull request for the
system. Yeah, we have some changes that we have to upstream. The work is quite complicated to integrate.
Because that now it is composed of several Docker containers, so perhaps switch a component, it will be easier. I don't know.
There are Cartusa Docker containers that allow you to basically use the QGIS container, and there are some Cartusa
Many thanks for improvements in the business.
We would love to have bot server.
Thank you.
Thanks. Great to see all these nice developments. Until now, it is GeoTIFF and Shapefile that are supported mostly for uploading data. Are there plans to have GeoPackage supported?
It's a good question. Basically, we haven't yet found fundings for that.
And to be honest, GeoServer already support them. GeoServer support also vectorial tiles, so wouldn't be that much difficult to support them. But we also didn't have really requests, direct requests on GeoNode. If you look at the GitHub issues, there is no one requesting for GeoPackage. So if you would like, open one, and maybe we can find some development resources to integrate them.
I'm a very new user to GeoNode. In fact, I was introduced to it during the workshop. I don't know why. Is there a specific reason why it's very, very difficult to set it up on Windows?
Yes.
Sorry, I'm new.
Because it's Windows. The biggest difficult to set up in Windows are the GDAL bindings, which usually it's a mess. Basically, because you need to find your internal building, then you need to bind them with Python GDAL library and native libraries. So it's not something that it is really easy to do automatically. It would be possible, but it requires a lot of development resources that we currently don't have. Moreover, a lot of dependencies in GeoNode requires native libraries. So most of the time, especially Shapely and the geometric ones, every time you try to install directly through Python, basically you get stopped by Windows because you don't have a compiler or you don't have the libraries and so on. So you have to go around in internet, find a compiled version of the library and install that one. So yeah. And in certain limits, it's possible, of course, but it requires so much resources to develop that we don't have people available to do that, basically.
But yeah, at certain point, you can use Docker, even if we encountered in Windows some problem in the past. So better is Linux at all.
Well, I'm not sure if the answer will be short. If I'm going to edit metadata on a layer, What do I have to expect? Do I have to what the user interface does present it to me? Is it the geo network at the end?
So by default, GeoNode uses PyCSW. So you will have, in any case, CSW protocol, ISO compliant. Moreover, we upgraded to the latest version of PyCSW, so you have that. Yeah, through the settings, you can also use a GeoNetwork instance if you want. Of course, it will publish only the metadata available into GeoNode, which are the ISO 100-115 schema, limited schema. So if you have your own schema, you have to edit manually on your network. Yeah.
Thank you. Let's give a round of applause for Alessio and Francesco.